I've got Chris Graham joining me. He is the executive director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. We also have Kaylee Felland joining me because she is also the Welcome Center director, and she's also in charge of the dockings, or I guess what, the welcoming and the dockings of the for the riverboats when they are coming. I believe the first one comes, Kaylee, is it in July or June that the first riverboat will come in?
4th of July is the very first one. We got Viking coming.
All right. And how many different riverboat visits will we have, do you know?
We got 18 scheduled through mid-October.
All right. The water level should not be too low, but...
Yes, let's hope not.
But we are, I'm going to guess a lot of boats will be out this weekend because it is the Memorial Day weekend. But I've got, Chris Graham is joining me. Chris, there's a few things going
on
this weekend.
There's so much going on this weekend. We could spend all of our time speaking about what's going on in the next couple of days.
Well, if you think about it, we've got tomorrow. We've got Friday Fest getting underway. That's at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. 70s and 80s classic rock. Everybody should go just to see if they play Sister Christian.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Well, they can do. I'll bet they'll play a lot of the favorites. So classic rock is what they're going to have down there. That's going on, and then while you're down there, you can stop in and pick up because all of the Kiwanians will be over there. They'll be setting up for the
pancake
Kiwanis pancake breakfast. They do all of their preliminary setup on Friday, so that way they can actually not have to be there quite as early in the morning on Saturday. 6:30 to 10. I've got 6:30 to 10:30 is what I've got them listed as.
Awesome.
And that is going on. And then tomorrow afternoon, we have another event that began last year as a replacement for a road race. It is the Friday Night Fever.
Friday Night Fever, which kicks off a small thing called the Snake Alley Criterium.
Yeah, it is a criterium. It's basically a criterium. It's a shorter criterium. It goes into North Hill, basically 4th and 5th Street, and they're doing pretty much a loop. They'll be doing that loop, and they've actually backed it up a little bit because we have... this block is all the people that work in this building.
Yeah, and that frees up North Hill Park a little bit for spectators.
It frees up North Hill Park, but it also means that you've got, at least for Friday's event, you can actually park in this block.
Yeah, and head to Martini's for dinner.
You can go to Martini, which actually should be a pretty, I'm trying to think, is that going to be, you're not going to really have, well, I guess you will have a pretty good view because you really, depending upon which window you're going to be able to look out.
Yeah, you've got a good view no matter where you are in Martini's.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, all right, that's going on. And then the Snake Alley Criterium, that gets underway at 8:30 first race. And we'll be doing broadcasting and all the public address announcing for that or those events.
You know, I didn't know there's a National Cycling Magazine. I don't have the name that called it the fifth best criterium in the country.
There is, it is generally regarded as one of the top criteriums in the world, to tell you the truth. It's the most unique criterium. There's no other criterium that I'm aware of in the world that has that kind of a degree of climbing up that hill, up an alley like Snake Alley. The toughest part of the alley is that it's bumpy.
That's the toughest part?
Well, no, it's not the toughest part. But it's the toughest. What it is, you don't think about it. You don't think about it.
Oh, that's true.
But they're going and, you're coming off a smooth pavement and you hit those because the bricks are all there. So the horses could carry the fire engines up there.
That's true. I tell you, if I made it up once on a bicycle, I would throw the bicycle down and call myself a winner and just walk away.
I have ridden up there a few times on a bike. But it's, what amazes me is that, I do it the loop, and I ride the Snake Alley. These top racers will go straight up the middle. Cut the corners.
They're smart.
Well, they know they're good is what they really are.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. That's going on. And again, let's see what we've got. The opening day for Huck's Harbor, that's happening on Saturday.
Yep, that's huge. They've got a special going on where I think it's buy $10 and get a $10 GameBucks voucher. So that's going to be popular.
Okay. Lots of things coming up as we look into the month of June. And we're going to talk about some of those things right now. And again, Chris Graham and Kaylee Felland are with me today. What's happening? Well, it's the Burlington Bees. They'll be busy all summer, at least until through the first week of August, with the Burlington Bees taking on the Quincy Gems. That's Wednesday night, Community Field, 6 p.m., Fireworks Night.
Fireworks Night, and it's another one of those good Prospect League names like the Pistol Shrimp and the Rockabillies.
Yes, and they. I'm trying to think. They've got the Thrillville...
Thrillvillies.
Thrillvillies.
Isn't that great? I just saw that yesterday.
Yeah, there's incredible the names that they have, but they've got a like great lineup of promotions. Burlington, it's actually more fun to watch Bees baseball right now. These are college players that are all trying to get the eye of a scout who maybe will sign them to something.
Nothing against the minor league days, but I've heard many, many people tell me that baseball is.
Well, because they're fighting, they're fighting every day. You don't have any guaranteed contracts.
That's right.
All right. What else is going on? Let's see. We've got
Carnival on the Burlington Riverfront.
Carnival's back on the Burlington Riverfront. Plus, you also have the summer concert series starting on the 10th with Hip Hop Night and Two Hype Crew. That's on the 10th. Let's see. We've also got the 11th Des Moines County Flea Market. That's a big event.
Yep.
They used to call it the Southeast Iowa Pigeon Club. I don't know if that's still the
Pigeon Club.
The Pigeon Show. You remember? Okay. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You've been around here a while. Okay.
Yep.
Then on June 13th to 16th, this is the earliest it's been since I've been here, and that's at least since they've had it. The Snake Alley Festival of Film. That's happening in June, directly ahead of what is Juneteenth celebration. That's a Saturday. Juneteenth is actually June 19th, by the way.
There you go.
That is when down in Texas, the slaves in Texas were told it was free. They were free.
Finally
free. Yeah. And again, so they celebrated. That was on the 19th, and it got to be shortened or contracted to Juneteenth.
That event is growing and growing and growing, thankfully.
It is. Snake Alley Art Fair is huge. That is on Father's Day. That is the 18th. And again, that is a huge day in terms of all of the things. The Snake Alley Art Fair, live music, you've got art, you've got food, you've got all of the
everything.
Things. Everything that goes into a fair.
Yeah, for the whole family.
That is a thing for the whole family. And a chance to, you can take Dad up there and buy something for Dad for Father's Day.
And it says a lot, by the way, that we're rushing through these. That's how much is going on just in the end of May and June.
And we're not even talking about all of the other, because these, a lot of the Bees will be playing through all the way through. Every Saturday we'll have 34 raceways going. You've got, you can name, you go down the list. There's going to be something. Pretty much every day.
So if you hear anybody say there's nothing to do in Greater Burlington, just laugh in their face.
All right. Kaylee is with us from Welcome Center Director and also organizing volunteers. Do you organize the volunteers for the cruises? Is that right, Kaylee?
Yep. So we're looking for volunteers and paid tour guides to come down and spend their time talking about their hometown.
Tour guides will be getting on the buses to actually tell people about the things that are going, or the interesting sights that you wouldn't know the little background details to. So there's a little bit of, I'm going to guess there's some training that goes into that too, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. We do like one big training. I'll probably do that in June. So we'll take care of that and get everybody on board and ready to go.
All right. June is big, and what do you know? You pop your eyes, and next thing you know, it's the 4th of July.
Oh. Yeah. And the riverboats.
And the riverboats. Awesome. The riverboats. And you said the 4th of July is the first riverboat coming in here. You know, I've had more people that have been on the riverboats when it has come in here, and they love the Burlington Riverfront because they get to get off. They can get on a bus and they can take the tour in the bus, or they can just simply walk right into the heart of the city. And you don't have that in virtually any other port.
We take it for granted, but so many people who come off the riverboats, it is incredibly inviting when you pull up to Burlington and the port is right there and downtown is facing you. It's a great visit.
Yeah, and so much is going on downtown too. And you want to go, you want to eat, you want to drink, you want to find something to do. You can do that. A lot of people walk right up to Snake Alley.
Oh yeah, yeah.
and even walk up or down it. I'm not sure which ones they prefer.
We do tell people there are stairs on the side. It's okay.
Yes, you don't have to.
That's right.
You don't have to walk it. But again, if they are interested in being a tour guide or any of the other things, as a welcome center, from the welcome center, just go to the welcome center or call you.
Yep, they can do both.
Okay. What's your number?
At the, 319-752-8731.
All right.
It's a quiz here early in the morning.
All right. To Kaylee Fallon, to Chris Graham, month of June beckons, and let's have a great month of June and a great summer, okay?
Yes, we will.